Previously on The Grim Mystics. First episode, we meet, her name is Claire Randall. Time frame is 1945. They're English, like they don't, it's all silly. It's so silly of them. It couldn't have happened to a better bitch because she has survivor skills. Like she is really smart. She speaks a bunch of different languages.
There are a lot of tushies. It's like surprise attack too. It's like, but like you don't even expect to see it sometimes and you're just like, oh, we're starting the scene with your ass.
Jamie and Claire have to end up getting married because she and Blackjack like just keep like meeting and he holds a grudge and like hates her for some fucking reason. Like a little brief moment of like, we're gonna be good, he can't come and get you. But then everybody's reminded that Jamie has like a price on his head because he's accused of murder. So she like doesn't listen, obviously, and goes to the Stones and she doesn't travel back in time, but like the British fucking catch her. So she's back with Blackjack Randall.
I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie. And you're listening to
The Grim Mystics.
Friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
Leslie, I'm going to be honest. I've had 3 adult beverages tonight and I'm feeling pretty good.
Good. I love that for you. Well, I say we just jump on in where we last left off. Claire had just been captured by the British and was headed to Captain Blackjack Randall. So she like doesn't listen, obviously, and goes to the Stones and she doesn't travel back in time, but like the British fucking catch her. So she's back with Blackjack Randall.
Okay. And we're saying that Blackjack Randall looks a lot like her husband in her future self.
Yes.
Which yes. Isn't great, like foreshadowing. He's a descendant of this man, right?
I mean, I will say, Frank, like, I don't like Frank.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't get past the whole character thing because like Randall is such a bad person.
Yeah.
Like in the character, he's such a bad character. But I will say I think Frank's character, because he's around a lot in the series, mm-hmm. he is a very gentle. He's very
okay. So he's like
he's a little bit calmer.
The good version, like the evolved version.
Yeah.
It took like he this eventually, long for him to be better.
200. Yeah, 200 years.
Got it. Oh my God. Can you imagine having to live 200 years of lives to be a better person? Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. I cannot imagine. Well, maybe I can. Maybe I can't imagine. Yeah. I don't know.
Sorry, that was just to go to our conversation from before. We can cut that if you
pre-pod.
Want to.
No.
Okay.
So. You guys will never know because you didn't tell us you wanted a fucking Patreon. So. What?
Yay. So then continue.
So yeah, the British take her and she's like, God damn it, right?
Yes.
Like and she just knows like she's giving up on hope. She's pissed off. Like she's pretty sure she's just gonna go and die. And Blackjack Randall just keeps saying, like, I think you're a spy. Like, do you work for the British? Do you work for us? Like what's happening? And she's a feisty bitch and like talks back and like she has a mouth of a sailor because she was in the army.
Yeah.
And that's like really offensive in the 1700s,
of course,
you know?
Yeah.
So she like back talks him and he gets pissed off and he, trigger warning, tries to rape her again. And all of a sudden fucking Jamie pops up out of a window with a gun and he's like, get your hands off my wife. And it's like, hoo, and everyone's barking and it's exciting. Like him and like 3 guys just broke into this massive prison to save fucking Claire after she left him.
Literally ditched him to try to go back to the future. And it's like, girl, whatever you have in the future is mediocre compared to this man loving you right fucking now. He's obsessed with your attitude that you learned from the future.
Literally, he thinks like she's like this like... He does talk about that all that. Like, she's just this, like, mythical creature that he's, like, obsessed with. Because he's like,
holy shit, a woman that stands up for herself and tells people to go fuck themselves? Like, yeah, he just has a kink. Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, my God. That's the dream.
So good. So good. So, of course, they escape, obviously, because it wouldn't make sense if they didn't. And it's fine for, like, a couple episodes. I'm trying to think, like, what else happens? I think you meet a couple of, like, characters, but irrelevant for us.
I'm enthralled by the main story. That's fine. We don't need side quests.
She meets a woman. Her name is Galus, and she's super weird. And she, like, is another healer, but she does, like, witchy kind of stuff. Like,
well, because then she's, like, the real shit, right? Like, the woman that she meets in the past is, like, the real fucking shit. And then she's just, like, a time traveler. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Maybe.
Vibes?
Maybe.
Okay.
It's a roller coaster, Amber. Just wait. So, I mean, and, you know, they get along and, like, because she's also, like, sassy and, yeah, like, talks out a little bit and, like,
she says, was, like, ahead of her time.
Right. And she says, like, the girls, like, come to her for, like, shmishmortion potions and, like, stuff like that. Yeah. You know, so she's, like, down with the cool kids, and she ends up having an affair with Jamie's uncle and getting pregnant. Mm-hmm. But Jamie's uncle is married to someone else, and, like, she's married to someone else, and so it's, like, super scandalous. So the uncle gets exiled, and the night that the uncle gets exiled, Claire gets a message from Galus that's like, come to my house, I need your help. And they both go to her house. Cops show up. Boom, it's a witch hunt. You're arrested for witchcraft because you guys, like, collect herbs all the time and, like, do weird shit and dance in the forest.
You have a garden and have a good rhythm. Like, fuck you. Like, what the fuck?
So all those things do happen. Like, and so they get arrested for witchcraft, and Jamie is gone because he's, everybody's mad at him because he married an English girl. And so he has to go take his, like, exiled brother back to his house. Or his exiled uncle back to his uncle's house. So Jamie's not there. Mm-hmm. And Claire and Galus are about to be burned at the stake, which is a little different from the book. I have read this book, mm-hmm, for, like, witchcraft. And so then Galus and Claire get really close. And all of a sudden, Galus, like, kind of insinuates that she's also from the future. And but it's like she just says, like, 17, or she says, like, 1965 or something like that. And this is, like, right as they're about to, like, die. Uh-huh. And finally Jamie shows up, because, of course, and he's like, get your hands off my wife. And, like, she's, like, naked, and, like, in the show she's being whipped. Everyone's getting whipped. And not in a fun way. And then Galus, like, realizes, you know, like, Claire, you should live. Like, you have someone who loves you. We find out there was a reason why Galus traveled, but, like, we'll get there. And anyway, she, like, pulls down her arm and she's like, it's the mark of the devil. Like, I'm the witch. But it's a smallpox vaccination scar, uh-huh, that, like, everybody had. And so you, like, know there. You're like, oh, my God, she's a traveler.
The fucking tea. And that's season one.
Still season one. Yeah, we're not even... I know. We'll cruise through the other ones because this is by far the best season.
Okay.
By far. So Jamie, like, gets her out of there, and he's like, hey, bitch, like, not to be annoying, but, like, I've seen that mark on your body, like, several times because we've had sex a lot.
Yeah, like, and, hey.
And he's like, and I, like, never thought anything of it, but, like, Galus just said that's the mark of the devil, so if you're a witch, like, just let me know.
But also, he sounds like, is he, like, okay, so here's the question, though, for me. Is he a supportive, like, just tell me? It's not, mm-hmm, like a let me know so I can burn you at the stake. It's like a, I just want to know what I'm fighting for.
Yes, oh, right.
Oh, my God.
He's a girl's girl. He will do anything for that pussy. Like,
girl. Oh, my God.
He's in. He's locked. And so she ends up, like, deciding, like, okay, like, we're married. You just saved my life. for like the 7,000th time.
I'll stop trying to run back to the future where I'm treated like shit because I'm like...
Yes. And so she tells him, and he's like, that's fucking crazy, but like, believes her. And he decides, he's like, well, let's go home, because he, where they've been staying is not where he's been in hiding. So he's like, I'll take you back to my house, because turns out I'm a fucking laird, which means like, I'm rich. A king of my own fucking cat. Yes.
All right, guys. So what we're learning is what women need is a girl's girl who has enough money to make us sugar babies.
And if you are hot as fuck, that'll also be a bonus.
That's like the trifecta.
I will say the actor is not hot, which is so funny. Like, that's how he by himself, I'm like, eh.
But like,
he's Scottish, but.
But like, with the shit that is going on, you're just like, all right. It's the personality. Like, it's why the funny guys get the hot girls.
And he is really, he's supposed to be really funny. He is really funny. Not supposed to be, he is.
Oh my gosh. This is the best show ever. Oh my God. It's so good.
This is why I've watched season one again a laughable amount of times. This is all from memory, by the way. Not a note has been taken.
Pictures of these guys.
I've watched it. I just watched it all, you know, in the last 3 weeks, and it's been nonstop Outlander. So he's like, I'm gonna take you home, right? Let's go. And he's like asking about like airplanes, and it's like really cute and endearing. And spoiler alert, he takes her back to Greg Nadun, and he's like, if you want to go back to Frank, because she tells him like, that's why I ran away. That's why I was captured, because I was trying to go back to Frank.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you want to go back to Frank, like, that's your choice. Go ahead. But like, you can leave if you want. And he's like, I'll wait until the morning. Like, I'm going to go make a camp down the hill. Like, I'm going to let you have your decision, whatever.
Let you have your moment. I'm going to give you space. Oh, my God.
And so then the scene cuts, and you think for sure she went back, because, right, she's, like, getting closer to the thing. And then it pans to him at his little camp, and he's, like, laying on his cot, tears streaming down his face. And she's like, Jamie, it's me. And then they fuck, and it's just so sweet. It's like, yes. Yes, queen. Dreams. Living my best life. Long story short, he ends up, I don't know, it's fine for a minute, but then he gets caught again by the British. He gets conned in some scheme. Someone knows that he, like, killed someone.
This is the tough part about these shows for me, is I just want it to end like Bridgerton.
Yes.
Where at the end of every season, everyone's happy. And, like, this is more Game of Thrones Vampire Diary vibes, where it's like, nope, we're just constantly, like, so close to being perfect.
Something is amiss. So yeah, he ends up getting captured again. And spoiler alert, it's by Black Jack Randall. And he's seconds from being hung. Literally, the noose is around his neck. He just watched his, like, battle buddy get hung. And it was really dramatic. And then all of a sudden, fucking here comes the dumbass little Randall galloping on his little hobby horse, and he's like, don't hang that man. And he steals him away from, like, the other guards, and, like, hides him in this, like, basement cell. And come to find out, all along, this whole, like, obsession is because Randall wants to fuck Jamie. Straight up wants to, like, make love. And we find out that's why he whipped him so hard.
Is because he was like, fuck yeah.
Well, he was like, if you have sex with me, I won't whip you. When, like, he first met Jamie, when Jamie was like 17, and Jamie was like, no, thank you. Well, yeah, he was like, I don't want to do that. And so then he, like, whipped him to death. So he, like, steals him away. He's in this, like, creepy dungeon basement prison. And he's like, well, you're mine. Like, you can't go anywhere, whatever. Meanwhile, Claire being Claire is like, we're going to break into prison and we're going to save him. So she breaks into prison there's a couple other things that happen, but she gets into the prison, and Randall's like, I'm going to kill you both. Basically, like, I'll kill her. You're going to watch. And then I'm going to fuck you. And then I'll kill you. Like, that's, like, what he's saying. So Jamie finally says, like, all right, like, you can have sex with me if you let her go and, like, you let her be free.
This was made for the she's, the they's, and the gays.
Yes.
That made it better.
This in this book series, this first one came out in 1991. Ahead of its time.
Oh, my God. The curse. Because she's writing about people who are ahead of their time.
Sure.
And of course, she's ahead of her time.
Love it. It's perfect.
You gotta be ahead of the game to write about the game.
Be about that game. Exactly. So, yeah, he, Jamie's like, you can have me, whatever. So it's really traumatic. He, like, forces her to leave. He also, like, stabs him with, like, a nail and with, like, a rusty nail. Randall stabs Jamie into, like, into a desk so he can't leave and, like, makes him go cripple. Like, it's really fucked up. Anyway, Randall straight up rapes Jamie. And it's... Like, the first time I watched it, I remember my jaw was open, and I just, like, sat there, and it's nuts, so trigger warning, like, it's pretty graphic.
Wow.
And, like, basically, he breaks Jamie, like, he rapes him so many times, and, like, breaks him down. Jamie's delusional. He's also, like, bleeding, probably from, like, fucking tetanus because he just got stabbed with a rusty nail.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he, like, thinks he wins. Like, he's, like, feeling good about him. Randall, feeling good. Jamie is just, like, shriveled up on the cot, and he's like, okay, so you did it. Like, can you kill me now? And Randall leaves. He's like, no, I'm not going to kill you. And, but it's because his friends were rescuing him again, breaking into the prison for like a fifth time now.
Yeah.
And they get Jamie out.
They're getting really good at it. They're getting
so good. Getting so good. And so they get Jamie out and they find out like he's been assaulted and, he like keeps telling everybody to just kill me. Like I was supposed to die. I asked him to kill me. He wouldn't kill me because he just feels like, you know,
defeated.
He has PTSD, right? Like it's very emotional, like watching a man, even if it is just character, like be very vulnerable about like that
violence.
Yes.
Yeah. Giving very 13th reasons why.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, that's heavy.
And the season ends, they pull him out of his little sadness, but they can't stay in Scotland because, like, obviously. And he's a Fraser, which is originates in France. So he has, like, cousins in France. So the season ends. They're going on a boat to France to, like...
Run.
To run. And also because I miss a massive part of the plot. Like, Claire knows, like, what happens. Because, again, Frank was, like, dropping all this...
She's in the future.
Yeah, all this, like, dumbass information. And so she knows, like, what happens with, like, the Scottish Rebellion and, like... that war. And so they decide they're going to go to France to try to stop the war from happening so that like nobody dies and they all can just live together happily.
Oh my God.
And that's the end of season one. The best, like I said, the best one by far. Like the rest of them are easy peasy, honestly. Like season two, they're in France and it sucks. There's so much political shit. And it's because they're with, like, the Bonnie Prince, which, like, I like political stuff, but these types of politics, like, they all take place in brothels, and it's, like, so historically, the Stuarts are trying to overthrow the English king, King Henry, and there's also, like, the French king and there's all these fucking kings and they're all picking sides and the Scots are just like the ones that nobody wants. But there was a king from Italy who was like, no, and he was the king that was backed by the Pope. And so, it's a lot of that. It's like, I don't know. I don't like it. They're just trying to stop Culloden and they don't. And so like they end up almost getting a divorce because Jamie ends up like almost killing Blackjack Randall. But then Claire's like, you can't kill Randall because if you kill Randall, then Frank won't exist. Like going back to Frank. And she's like,
so we're like letting a horrible person live so Frank can survive. So someday when you die, I can go back to the future and go back to my first husband.
I don't even, at this point, she doesn't even want to go back. But like, yeah, like she's like obsessed
but
with like.
Why let him like live?
I know, it's weird. And it's not even like letting him
live. We can say like, sorry, we can say goodbye to Frank if that means that this horrible person doesn't continue to live.
It was, this is when, see, this is when she started to like really fucking irritate me. And I was like, girl, who fucking cares? Like, anyway.
It's one man.
One man. And he's like, not even, he.
And you save millions, I'm sure.
Right. Like, not a big deal. Anyway. Yeah. stupid. I digress. There's like a miscarriage in this season. It's very, very sad. Like halfway through the season, they decide after they've like almost, you know, gotten a divorce and like everybody hates each other. She's been attacked. There's this Comte Saint-Germain, and he is he's involved in like witchcraft, because again, that's like a really big thing. This is when she gets like starts getting called the White Witch because everybody's like afraid of her because she's this crazy healer that like can't get sick. And I'm trying to think what happens with the witchcraft. That guy, he's like the villain of the season for that half. Like, he poisons Claire and almost kills her, but then she like ends up surviving. But then she tells the king, because witchcraft is illegal in France, she has to fuck the king because Jamie gets himself in prison because he was trying to kill Black Jack Randall. And it's like back and forth. It's so stupid. It's like, just stop. And just
be done.
Go back to Scotland and keep fucking. But we all, that's what we're all thinking during season two. Like, I'm over this. And yeah, so they fail in France. They go back to Scotland and they're just basically preparing for battle for the rest of the season. They're preparing for this huge battle that they know they're going to lose. That's just it. Like, they're getting troops and they're like trying to like rally things, but they literally know it's not gonna happen. like everything is lining up perfectly, so they, like, the whole time Claire is well aware that they're gonna lose this war.
Oh my god, that's so fucking stressful.
The day of the war, Jamie points out that Claire hasn't had her period in a while, and he's like, I know you're pregnant. And she's like, oh my god, you've kept track, that's so sweet. Is really sweet, but she is pregnant though. So she's pregnant, and he's like, so I'm gonna die, right? Like, we know this battle's gonna end. I'm a Scot, I'm gonna die, but like, you have me with you, so like, you go back through the stones, go back to Frank,
like now we're saving our child,
right? He was like, raise my kid, like, go
kill me, I'm done.
Yes, right.
Oh my god, like, you, of course.
Terrible.
Perfect man.
And that's how the season ends. She goes back through the stones. He goes and fights in Culloden. And that's it. That's end of season two. So,
oh my god.
Like, we can skip through, like, most of season three. She ends up having a girl. And her name is Brianna. And she's named Brianna because Jamie's dad's name is Brian, and at Culloden, when they're like being dramatic, he's like, take care of my son, you know, because he's still a man. It is what it is. And she's like, I'll name him after your father, but ended up being a girl, so she picked Brianna. He thinks that's a stupid name. Well, come to, it's fine, but like, he ends up liking it, but he's like, that's a dumb name, because it's just not a normal, it's a very American name, I think. So she has Brianna. They end up leaving England and moving to Boston during like the 70s. Very cool. She becomes a surgeon. She goes to like, becomes a doctor. She's like one of the first women to like become a doctor. Super cool. Has like a super nice life. But her and Frank never, you know, she's like, I'll respect you. They raise Brianna together. Brianna has no idea about her real dad. And, It's fine, but like, that season three is just basically them just like trying to live with each other.
So like, they don't love each other anymore.
She doesn't love him. No, because every time she looks at him, she sees Black Jack Randall.
Like, she's traumatized.
Yeah.
even though he is like showing as a nice person.
Yes. And that's what, like,
so far
Frank is, no, he's a good guy. He, like,
okay.
He loses his temper once, the very first time that, like, when she comes back through the stones, it's been like 2 years later, like in his real time. And she just appears out of nowhere. And he like yells at her one time because she's like, I love Jamie and I fucked him. And like, she just keeps talking and he's like, I get it. Like, like that's like literally.
He's like, I'm done with the story.
Like, well, he's like, I'll listen to the story, but like, I understand you and this guy, like, we're together. Like, and so he gets mad.
Duh, if I was gone for 2 years, I'd also be fucking.
He didn't, but yeah.
But
yes, right. You know, if he didn't play the role of this little sad husband. It's just,
oh shit.
Yeah.
So it's just like a love triangle where you feel for both men, which is like, ugh.
I mean, I don't really like Frank, but would yeah.
Never happen in real life.
Never. I know. A girl's story written by a girl. We love it, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, it's great.
It's so great. it's just perfect. And also it's sad, like season three, like you see Claire raising Brianna and then you see like the terrible life that Jamie had because he's like in prison. A lot of dudes want to fuck Jamie. There's another British guy, way nicer though. His name is John Gray. I'm a fan of John Gray. And he wants to fuck Jamie. He was gay before. He was like openly gay. Like everybody knew he was gay.
He was like looking for some consent.
Yes. And Jamie didn't give it. And he was like, understood.
Got it, Cap.
Like, we're friends. Got it. And so then they become like best buddies. It's really sweet.
Yeah.
It's a very lovely, but he's in prison. And like, then he still has like a price on his head because he's a Jacobite, which is like a rebel. And it's really sad. And he's like becomes an indentured servant. While he's an indentured servant, he like meets this girl and she's about to get married to this really old creepy man. And then she sees Jamie, who's like hot as fuck. And she's like, I don't want to like lose my virginity to this old creepy man. So like, you will have sex with me. And he's like, that's really rude of you to proposition me. Like, I'm working. And then she's like, I know you're a Jacobite. Like, I know your story. I know that you were in prison. And like, she's going to like turn him in. She says she's going to turn him in unless he fucks her.
Oh no. So he becomes a victim again.
Again. I know. So they have sex. And she gets pregnant off that one time. Crazy. And she ends up dying during childbirth. And so and so her sister, so Jamie's baby mama's sister, ends up marrying John Gray. It's a lavender marriage because he's
lovely.
Right.
Because those are a thing.
100%. Always have been, always will be.
Yep.
And so when Jamie's son, his name is Willie. When Willie's mom dies, John Gray like raises Willie as his own. It's very sweet. And so it's like, that's another thing that Jamie has, like the three children that he like doesn't get to raise because of all the, like one passed away. One mm-hmm. got sent to America 200 years later. And then now Willie, like he can't claim Willie because he fucked a virgin when he was, you know, that he worked for.
Yeah.
So it's just very, he lives a very sad life.
That's so sad.
Their time apart is
like
sad.
It's a crazy like juxtaposition too of like him being like high up like a royal and then being totally dropped down into like less than status.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a really crazy like class change.
Yes.
Wow.
And he's always, I will say he's always a hard worker. Like he's not like, he's never been one of those like prissy rich boys, you know?
Of course not.
Of course not. Of course not. He's a man's man.
Yeah.
They do end up becoming reunited in this season though, because so Claire just always assumed that, again, he died at Culloden, like never thought anything of it, just raised Brianna. Frank ends up dying like 20 years later. And she decides like, I'm going to look into Jamie, just see what I can find. And through like history and like looking at archives, she finds a quote from like a print shop, and it was using like a quote that she used to say to him that was from the future. So like she knew that it couldn't be used by anyone else. So she realizes he's alive. She travels back through the stones and leaves her daughter, leaves Brianna. But Brianna's like, it's fine, mom. Like, I'm okay. You can go. She's like in college.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. She's not like a child. Like she's like, it's, okay. She's like 20 years old.
So when she goes back, is she now the older woman or is she younger again?
No, they're the same age. So it's been 20 years.
Okay. So she's older going back in time.
Yeah. She's like in her 40s now.
Okay.
Just, and then just going, just hoping she can find Jamie and just assuming he hasn't had like a life for 20 years. And he does. Like, he got remarried during that 20-year time. And it's someone that we know from the past. She sucks. She's a side character, but she's a really shitty side character. And it, there's, like, all this drama. And then it ends. Oh, yeah. Oh, I hate the ending of this. They end up going to Jamaica because they have to pay off. Okay, so they have to pay off his ex-wife. His second wife. Technically his ex-second wife, because she's like, your wife's a witch, I hate that whore, because again they have beef from the past. So Jamie's like, I'll just pay you off and then you'll just go away and I'm gonna just pretend like we were never married, it'll be fine.
Never married.
But I'll just send you money because she had daughters from a previous marriage. Like, he's trying to do the right thing, I guess. I don't know,
but like, step away from you and like, I'm gonna pay you, but that's like it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So they have to like go find all this money, and there's this like hidden treasure that they know about on this like random island, but they can't, but he can't go swim. Normally Jamie just would go swim because he's hot and can do whatever, even though he's like 38 at this point, like he's in his 40, almost 40s. But he just got shot because his second wife shot him because she was trying to shoot Claire, but then she shot him instead. And so he can't swim. So his nephew, young Ian, who's another favorite of mine, decides that he is going to go swim out to the ocean, to the island, and get the gems. But while he's like out there, some pirates like kidnap him, and they just see this boat sailing away, and they have, and they're like, they find out that it's going to Jamaica, so they have to go to Jamaica to save his nephew. Come to find out, there's a witch in Jamaica that's like trying to save Scotland, and it's Galus. It's the bitch that, it's the traveler.
The first one.
Yes. Yeah, she didn't die.
Like the 60s.
Yes, the one that was like, we thought was burned at the stake because she showed her thing. Yeah, no, it's, she's alive. She's in like Jamaica. Oh. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I ended up like, I was pregnant, so they didn't burn me at the stake. And like, they let me have the baby and then I ran away. And now I've just been in Jamaica, and like, she's a white woman in Jamaica, so, and she, like, does, like, witchcraft because she knows all these things, and...
Yeah. Because she's gone to a civilization that is looking for a shaman instead of, like, hunting witches.
Well, and the English have, like, very seriously started colonizing.
Yeah.
At this point. So, yeah, I hate that. I don't like that. They try to kill young Ian. They try to, like, use him as a sacrifice. Ugh. I hate it. I just, ugh. Anyway, but of course they save him, and Galus ends up getting her head chopped off, and it's really dramatic, and Claire's the one who does it, and it's just, I know.
Because there can only be one time traveler. They're both fucking it up for each other.
Well, there is a prophecy about like a 200-year-old baby, like when the 200-year-old baby returns, like Scotland will like prevail, basically, and that was Galus's mission. And she, and the 200 baby was Jamie, and Claire's was Brianna, because she was conceived in 1700 and then was born in the 1900s. So Galus is like trying to go get Brianna to like bring her back.
Oh shit.
It's so much drama. So yeah. Wow. So that's season four. It sucks. That was season three. Season four, they on their way home from Jamaica, after they've saved young Ian, you think everything's fine, psych, there's a hurricane, and everything, you know, gets hurricaned, did. And they end up waking up on an island in America. They're in North Carolina. So they've traveled the whole ocean. crazy.
And they went to a horrible spot. They started out in a lovely place. They could have just stayed in Scotland.
I know, the best place. I know.
Yeah.
And so season four, they're like, they're in America. It's the 1700s. So the American Revolution's happening. And again, they're stuck in a war that they know the ending. And for once, they have the option of like siding with the good guys, the winners, the Americans. But there's this like British guy who like offers Jamie like 10,000 acres or some shit like that to build like a settlement on and like become a laird again and have like his own group of people and
be part of the rich club again. Yeah.
Yeah. And Jamie takes it.
Of course, because like that makes my life easier. I've been through the struggle. I want to be rich again.
And it's not even like a rich life. Like it's really just, I want to live out in the middle space. Of nowhere.
Yeah. I want to be left alone and not be used as a
sex toy,
as a bargaining piece.
Yeah. Yes. Right. Yeah. And so he takes it. And so like season four, it's just like we meet George Washington and like we're just seeing.
It's like The Crown, but the American version.
Well, just
it's like the founding fathers.
Well, I mean, yeah, we see because he fights in the Revolution. And that's where I've missed. We also skipped over the drama between Brie and her husband, Roger. But honestly, he annoys me, too. They're both, I guess I can say they both end up coming back to, they both travel back. Uh-huh. Brie travels back first because she finds an obituary that Claire and Jamie die in a fire. And so she goes back to like warn them. And then Roger goes back because he loves Brie and he needs to go be with her. But that sucks. It's really annoying. So they're all in the 1700s and they're all living in America. And like I said, that's where I kind of stopped watching. Like right when the war is about to happen and like Jamie really has to pick a longtime favorite. I didn't talk about him here, but he's one of my favorites. His name is Murtaugh. He has a very, very sad, sudden death that nobody was expecting because the character lasted longer than he had in the books. So like we were like expecting him to like maybe make it
like they were, that was like the one change that yes. they made.
Yeah. And we were like so here for it. Like he ends up like, it's Jamie's godfather and he ends up like fucking Jamie's aunt. It's really nice. It's lovely. And then he dies.
Oh god,
we see like
always have to take them from us,
always the good ones. I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like there's indigenous people, like it's just, it's so, it's America, it's what America used to be in the 1700s. And
so
that's all I got. Like I said, season five is about war. I haven't seen it. I did look up a synopsis of season six and seven without like too many spoilers. Season six, there's like a religious issue that happens. Oh, says rigidity, suspicion, and social tension that slowly poisons the air. There's a lot of distrust happening. Season six leans heavily onto Claire's interior world. If she annoyed you before, this season either deepens your empathy or tests your patience. Great.
Oh. I like that the whole like idea of it is like, yeah, Claire's annoying. Like we all have been like, raise your hand if you haven't been traumatized by Claire
because personally victimized.
Yeah,
God, she just, it's just like, just shut up and do what you like. Just stop, you know.
Well, because it's like you're looking at this like gift and you're spitting on it. Like, come on, girl, just like lean in.
Just like you have your little farm. You've got a hot husband. Just take it, right?
Be happy. Yeah,
I know.
Stop hopping forward and hopping backward, like. Just lean in.
Just lean in. Ugh. That's really all I have to give you. But it's my one of my favorite shows in the whole world.
I'm like so excited to start watching this tonight.
Oh my god, it's on Stars. No, just kidding. It's on Netflix. Seasons 1 through 6 are on Netflix.
Hell yeah!
And then season 7 comes out. Like I said, next month. No, season 8 comes out next month.
I am really excited to start this. This was like While you were talking about, like, the seasons and, like, the parts, like, the whole thing, the whole podcast, all I could think about was how many shows it, like, mirrors and, like, we were able to bring up throughout this entire podcast.
I know. Hopefully not all the good stuff got cut. I hope.
But, like, we touched on how this mirrored a lot of, like, time. I liked how you said time period romances. Because this is, like, the gist. Pride and Prejudice. Like,
love.
We're looking at Pirates of the Caribbean. Love. Like, we're looking at fucking Bridgerton. Like, just, it's the crown of the drama. And, like, just, it pulls so many of those timeless, like, romances and, like, almost like a little bit of their essence. And they fold it into this, like, series that's just, like, it's hitting all the right notes, babe.
I know. It's so great. Like I said, it, like, not only made me, like, really excited about my heritage, but, like, kind of made me, like, look into paganism and, like, I don't know, be who I am today.
I love that. Oh my god. I'm watching, like, I'm starting tonight. I know.
I hope you love it.
Looking up right now, it's 11:10. Yeah. So, like, a little, like, if we would have just talked for another minute, it would have been adorable. But it's 11:10 our time, and I'm going to start the first episode tonight. Like, I'm going to stay up.
I hope you love it. I'm so excited for you.
Oh, my God. Leslie, that was so good.
Oh. I just retold a really well-written story, I will say.
But, like, this is what I love is, like, it is so much detail when each of us have talked about these shows. And it just goes to show we are not fucking lying, guys. These are our favorite shows.
Our favorites. 100%.
We know it inside and out.
Like, the back of our PAMs.
Our PAMs.
Our PAMs.
Like, the back of our PAMs.
Hands and palms. PAMs. Thank you so much letting me blab forever about my favorite.
This was
my second favorite redheaded person. My husband would be my first.
Adorbs.
You know?
That was adorable.
Thank you. I've said it more than once to more than one person.
Oh my god. That was so good. And, like, honestly, what I love is that this is probably going to be a two-parter as well.
Oh gosh. Maybe.
I'm going to guess because we got to 39 minutes on the first one and 40, like, part two.
Sorry, guys.
No apologies. I think that this is so fun to know we have to do it in two. And honestly, flashback to last episode, the little, like, cuts that you did at the beginning of the second episode, I was obsessed.
Oh, were they good? Oh, good.
So good. I meant, like, I literally proud. Had a text written out to you about how much I loved it, and I just forgot to hit send, like, because I'm just that horrible of a texter.
No, I was pretty proud of that one. I thought that was good.
It was fucking good, and I'm excited to experience that again.
That's true. Oh, man. Well, so, yeah, if you, by chance, haven't heard Amber's episodes, go listen to them so you know what we're talking about. Yeah, let us know. How did you like this little pair that we did? Yeah. What's your comfort show? What are you binging a million and one times?
Yeah, like, guys, what are you watching right now? Because we need, like, recommendations, too.
Yes,
like, 100. Let's start a little club and let's just help each other find out what shows are worth watching.
Yes, please. I would love that.
Mm-hmm. So.
Extra points if there's spice, because I got to live vicariously through that, you know.
Duh.
We're in our 30s. This is the time that we're allowed to watch smut.
Yeah. It's our time.
It's our time. So, yeah. Thanks again, Amber. Thanks so much.
Yeah. It was so fun. I loved it.
Oh, thank you. And on that note, I definitely have nothing else to say. And if you have nothing else to say, then we will have to spook you next Tuesday.
Bye.